Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. In the corner, we have Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hiya.
Hello. And in the middle, we have Woody, of course. Say hello, Woody.
Hi,
buddy. Hi, how you doing? Now, our guest this week, YouTuber extraordinaire Joe Sugg. Yes, ooh, he is back. You heard him on Series 1 with Casper. This time he was in the studio. He's plugging his brand new graphic novel. We'll be chatting to him a bit later and playing a game as well. But first up, let's look at the biggest stories of the week in WTF News.
News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news?
So first up, guess who's back? Back again. One Direction have returned.
Woo!
Well, sort of. They're not back together or anything like that, but there's been a big week of One Direction-esque action. So it kicked off with Mr. Harry Styles, didn't it? Now, he did a fashion photo shoot for Another Man magazine. A wide... Just calm yourself every time. There's a wide variety of 60s-influenced shots in there, including one where he looks exactly like friend of the show Dua Lipa, let's be honest. But, yeah, it's an interesting mix. What were your thoughts on that, guys? Are you feeling fashion, Harry? What are you thinking?
Oh, my.
Oh, here we
Woody,
go.
Woody, I'll let you go first, sweetheart.
I'm feeling him all over.
Of course you are.
I was literally feeling the magazine up as purring with my hands.
Purring.
Purring with my hands.
Not remotely frightening. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm here for fashion Harry. Definitely. Okay. Like, it's the most exciting thing to happen for ever.
Ever. Yeah, why not? Double down. Ever.
Ever. This is it. Peak
okay.
of humanity right now.
All right, Katie, what are your thoughts?
It was one of those photo shoots where you can just feel your debt rising. It's like gone. It's cleared. You've got 2020 vision.
You feel your debt rising. You feel your debt rising because the amount of copies of the magazine you have purchased with a credit card, that debt is rising and it's down
to
Harry.
The debt has been wiped.
Nice.
Yeah.
2020 vision. Clear complexion.
Thanks,
Harry did
Harry.
That.
Purely to Harry. I mean, yeah, the first thing I noticed, because I've not kept as much of a solid eye on the work of Mr. Styles since One Direction's demise or hiatus or whatever we want to call it. But yeah, shorter hair. Hadn't realised that was a thing now. Okay, he's had the clippers out, fair enough. Yeah, and why the 60s aesthetic? That was everything was 1960s themed. It was interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, to be honest. He was being interviewed by Paul McCartney.
Doesn't really answer my question. Why was he being interviewed by Paul McCartney? I mean, exciting. Exciting for everyone concerned.
I guess there's a similarity in the sense that, you know, Paul McCartney went solo after the Beatles.
Yeah, that's the link. That's a good link. Well done. We tied it all together.
Similar.
They're such similar seminal figures. As if that wasn't enough for Directioners to get their hearts all aflutter. A couple of days later, what happens? Little Irish Niall, in he comes, drops a single out of nowhere, doesn't he? Drops a single out of nowhere. This Town, it had a acoustic vibe.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. What a shocker. It involved an acoustic guitar. What were our initial thoughts? I mean, presumably you were quite shook at the very concept of a solo One Direction single out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know what? I was surprised. I wasn't really thinking Niall was going to do that. I thought he would be like a backroom songwriter because I know he wrote a lot of 1D material.
He did,
so,
yeah.
You know, it kind of made sense for him to go in that direction. But he never screamed
direction,
to me. He never screamed to me like solo star. But good on him. He's doing like really well. It's been top of the iTunes charts for like 3 days running.
Very true, very true. Katie, your initial thoughts on This Town?
I fell asleep.
Fair enough.
And that's all I'm going to say
that's
on the matter.
Mike dropped, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, Niall.
It did have a lullaby quality, didn't it, really? That's just to save everything there. Had a lullaby quality.
It was intentional.
I appreciate that he was the first one to come out after Zayn with a song.
Oh, absolutely.
Boom.
Well, speaking of which, Zayn seemed to panic a bit, didn't he? There was Instagram a go-go every hour. Mm. As soon as this week, you could just see Zayn panicking in his head, just going, I need to retain an influence. Pictures.
Yeah. Gigi, post a friggin' Snapchat now.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, well, you know, it will be interesting to see what the other two get up to now, I must admit that. Well, you know, we'll hang in there and keep you posted when the other two arise from the darkness. Well, the other big news story we've been looking at this week, Halloween's are coming, I'm sure you've all noticed. We realised recently that there was actually a big survey done by the industry to try and find out what they think the most popular Halloween costume is going to be this year, and they went for 11 from Stranger Things. Now, what strikes me as somewhat difficult with that one is that presumably you have to have a shaved head. Like, a wig is not going to cut that. A bald cap is not going to cut that. Are you dedicated enough to Halloween to shave your actual head?
Yeah. I mean,
says one of the guys.
Yeah, there it is.
I mean, it's falling out anyway.
Oh, bless you.
I think you've got to go whole hog on it. You've got to go full 11.
Gotta go ham.
You've got to go 12 almost.
Nice. Yeah.
Turn up to 12.
If you're not willing to do it, then be Barb or someone. Do you know
that's
what
true.
I mean?
There's a multitude of options. Well, the other popular ones this year, presumably Suicide Squad. Like, we're going to see countless Harlequins and Jokers. You won't be able to move for them. There was enough last year, but no, it's going to happen again this year. What are your choices, though? That's what I want to know quickly. What's your choice, Katie, for Halloween?
Do you know what? I watched Ghostbusters the other day for the first time, and I'm obsessed with Holtzman.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
That's Kate McKinnon, right? Kate McKinnon? Yeah. No, she was working it. That was a really good outfit, definitely.
I'm obsessed.
Mm. Okay, Woody, how about yourself?
I'm going to go as Mary Berry, and I'm going to have a little voodoo doll of Paul Hollywood in my purse.
paper mache melon sue on either side of you. That could work
Sucking
really nicely.
I'm just going to raid my nan's wardrobe. I'm sure she won't mind.
Nice. I want to go as Matty Healy in a variety of different areas.
That's just like, to drink more wine, isn't it?
That is
it?
Very true. Just a glass of red, some kind of sassy suit jacket, and a ridiculous haircut. That's all you need. Perhaps a dog. Why not? Let's mix it up. All right, well, we want to know what you guys are thinking about the return of 1D and what you're going to be wearing for Halloween, guys. So get on the website and let us know. It is pop-buzz.com. We're back on the Pop Buzz podcast, guys. Our guest today, a friend of the show, a new graphic novel out today. It's called Username Regenerated. Ladies and gentlemen, YouTuber friend Joe Sugg is here, everybody. There he is.
Hi.
How are you, Joe? How are you? You're well.
Wait,
how are you
fine? No, good.
You really good? Good. So the second book is out today.
Yes.
How did you find that one, writing the second one? Harder this time? A bit easier, maybe?
In a way, it was kind of easier because when we did the first one, Username Evie, in my head, I always knew that I didn't want it to be like a one-off book. I want to make this into like a, you know, like an actual series. And so even then, I always tried to think a couple of steps ahead.
Sure.
So straight away, I thought, right, when I do Username Evie, if there's another one, what do I want it to do? What do I want it to be like? And how do I want the storyline to be? And so I kind of got to work on that whilst I was still doing Username Evie.
Right.
So, and then obviously with the guys that I work with on the book, you know, I know them, you know, a lot more now than I did back at the start. So like we're like a...
All a bit comfortable with each other.
Yeah, like
now.
A well-oiled machine. It's a nice smooth ride.
No, good stuff. Well, I guess you're planning on carrying on doing more, I take it.
I would love to, If people still love it as much as they love the first one, that kind of thing, then yeah, definitely, I'd love to.
Good stuff, sounds good. Well, last time we chatted to you, it was obviously you were still in America. You're out with Casper there, which was fantastic. Yeah, so now you're doing the live show with him. How has that been going so far? Enjoying it?
It's good. We're currently working on like the concept of the show and like what exactly we're going to do in the show, because obviously we're not singers. We're not dancers.
Not with that attitude. No.
You should see Casper's dancing. We definitely can't have Casper dancing in a live show. So we're trying to, obviously, we need to work out what's going to be fun for our audience to, and we want to have as much audience participation as possible.
Nice.
So we're currently coming up with a show idea and that kind of thing, but it's very exciting.
Cool,
it's
lots
exciting
of games, times. That kind of thing, that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Sounds good. And that's in October, isn't it, the UK date?
Yeah, starts sort of towards the end of October for the UK dates, and then we're off to Australia, then to New Zealand, then I think back to Australia, then back home again.
Wow. All over the place.
I know.
Tiring, but fun.
I always say this quarter of the year is just, it's full on.
And then you get the Christmas rest at the end and you just collapse for a few days. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, has Casper had a look at the book yet, actually? Any YouTube friends you had take a look at this one?
Who have I shown it to? I've shown it to my friend Will Derbyshire.
Okay.
He's had a look. And who else? I've kind of kept it a bit secret. I want them to, they've got to go out and buy it.
They've got to spend that cash.
They've got to spend that dollar.
I think that's only fair.
Yeah, that's true. Shrewd businessman. I respect that.
Ollie White's arrived today.
He
pre-ordered it. He's pre-ordered it. He's also pre-ordered a DVD as well because he wants his name in the credits. Even though, like, technically he was in the credits of the last one, he still wanted his name in the credits at the end. In that sort of thing.
No, that's good. That's good. You've got to be a hustler. Why not? Hustle for those credits. That's good. More from Joe coming up a little bit later on. We're going to be playing a game in the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. Stay tuned for that one. But first, it's time for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? So, Katie and Woody have each brought to me a song you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. All I want to know is which is the biggest banger. I'm the one to decide. And this week's theme is a hole-in-one banger, because it's been a big week for golf, guys. Not only was it the Ryder Cup all this weekend, but also Ireland's arguably most famous and most prolific golfer of all time, Niall Horan, chose to go in a new direction. Again, pun intended. So, I want your best hole-in-one bangers. I'm on the course. I'm on the green. I've just hit the greatest shot. I've scored 11 points. I've never played golf. And, yeah, I want the appropriate song to celebrate the moment with. So, Katie, I am coming to you first. What is the golf tune you have brought for me today?
Trash theme is this.
I know. Sorry, by the way, have you ever played golf before?
Mini golf.
Counts.
You've never played golf.
I have played mini golf. I just wasn't counting it.
I've only played golf once.
All right, oh, really? I don't care. Let's get back to me.
Let's get stuck right, in. Right. Katie, what you got?
Well, I've gone for the sultry, slinky, slinky Starboy by The Weeknd. Look what you've done.
Legend of the fall, took the year like a bandit. Bought mama a crib and a brand new wagon. Now she hit the grocery shop looking lavish. Star Trek roof in the Wraith of Khan. Girls get loose when they hear the song. 100 on the dash, get me close to God.
Featuring Daft Punk, of course. Not that you can really tell, to be honest, but it is a very good tune. But what I really want to know is why it is appropriate for the golf course. Talk to me.
Okay, well, here we go. Keep your fairways and your putting greens to yourself, all right? This is no ordinary golf course banger. This is a UV light, funky-smelling, sweaty mini-golf banger. That's all I know, right? You've just rocked up with Niall on a date. He's paying for the game. In fact, he's paid for the entire course just for you. Just for you and him.
Right, okay.
And he has specifically requested no Zane on the speakers. So what else you want to play? A little neon bop by The Weeknd. And he lets you win as well, so...
This is just there your you fan fiction. What's this? It's not an appropriate response.
Soundtrack the fan fiction I wrote last week.
There's an idea. Soundtrack the fan fiction. We're keeping that. All right, Woody, what's your golf-related banger, my friend?
Yeah, to be honest, I feel for you, because this is the biggest reach in Pop Buzz banger history. But
would you take the theme seriously, guys? Come on. Dedication.
I've actually also gone for The Weeknd. Oh, shock horror.
Double weekend golf themes.
Yeah,
okay.
I've gone for False Alarm, his other new song, which is better.
All right, let's listen to it. Okay, I'm feeling that.
It's
I'm feeling that.
Vibe,
a little bit more
it?
Aggressive, isn't it? But are you more aggressive on the golf course? Is that why you brought this to me?
Well, it'll come as no surprise to anybody that I hate golf. It's dull, it's lifeless. I can't really believe people watch it. It looks like it makes like Bake Off look like Breaking Bad or something. Do you know what I mean? It's that level of like.
We love Bake Off.
Oh, we do. Right. So anyway, needless to say, I think golf needs an image change. It needs. Because when I think of golf, I think of like creepy white gloves and saggy old men. So. It needs a rebrand, like a reboot, a revolution, if you will. Something right. more exciting, reinvigorating. It needs a revolution. So why not put The Weeknd's best song since House of Balloons era as like
Ooh,
the new golfing anthem?
The new golfing anthem. Okay, well, I think it's clear whichever choice I go for. I feel like I'm on a driving range because you're knocking them out the park today, guys. Straight on the green.
No, but actually,
and other references.
On a serious note, I kind of hope after that acoustic song that was done, he does like a 180 and goes like full dark pop like The Weeknd. So it's kind of serving as an inspiration for him. Do you know what I mean?
So it's all about Niall. He's got a bit of got a bit of inspiration. You're a fan of Niall. You want to see him succeed.
Yeah, I want to see him sing a song about like the dark days of One Direction. You know, yeah. I'm sure some.
How would you describe Niall? If you had to give him like a nickname, what would you say? Like in your heart, do you say that he's, you know, maybe like a bit of a. He's a bit of a pop star, isn't he? He's a bit of a star boy. That's what I'd say. He's a bit of a star boy.
I was thinking the Irish Prince.
The Irish Prince. Don't take the win away from yourself. I'm helping you here. Let's go with Katie on this one because I like the dedication to the theme. I like the fact that it's mini golf centric, which is my experience of this particular sport. And let's never, ever include golf in the podcast ever again. Right.
Please.
But there you go. The weekend's the winner and also the loser this week. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. But yes, you can check out those tracks on Pop Buzz Radio. Just go on pop-buzz.com right now and click in the top right-hand corner. Time now for a brand new game on the Pop Buzz podcast. It is called... What's it called, Woody? Say it in your beautiful fashion. What is this new game called? Hit me with it.
Ooh, kazoo.
Yes, it's time for Ooh Kazoo. Now, if you're not familiar with what a kazoo is, it's basically that musical instrument that you get at kids' parties sometimes. It sounds like this. Yeah, like that. So what I'm going to do is go through some fantastic tunes that the Pop Buzz audience will be very much familiar with, and Woody and Katie have to identify what tune I am playing on the Pop Buzz Kazoo. Everybody clear? Everybody yes. aware? But first, I'm going to need a few buzzers from you guys, all right? When you come to an answer, I need a buzzer for you to get my attention. So, Katie, when I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise...
Theresa May! I didn't have one, so I had to look through the paper.
Hang on. So we're playing a quiz game based around the sound of a kazoo. And when I come to you for an answer, you're going to shout the name of our current UK female prime minister.
Correct.
Just as long as I'm clear. Okay, Woody, when I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Ooh, I'm just going...
Yeah. That is a buzzer, though.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's on brand. You should have thought about that.
Very clever. All right, so, yes, I'm going to play you some tunes on the kazoo. It is a best of three competition, and the theme this week, it's all songs that could have been... Songs of the Summer. Ooh, all right, we did a vote on the website, favorite songs of the summer. They're all from that vote. They are big songs that were out this summer, and you could say they were songs of the summer. Everybody clear?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's play Ooh Kazoo. Kazoo number one.
Theresa May!
Oh. I'm coming to the female prime minister, Katie.
Oh, I know it now.
It's Five Sauce, Girls Talk Boys.
And it's a point to Katie. Very well done. Yay. Identified on the kazoo. A very good song of the summer from Ghostbusters, of course. All right, Woody,
I thought it was like when the ants come marching in.
When the saints come marching in.
When the ants come marching in. Famous hymn when the ants come marching in.
The ants!
It's similar.
Google it. Google it.
Google it, Woody. Google it. We've got a show to do. All right. Carry on. Question number two. Here we go. This is song number two.
Theresa May.
She's straight in again. What is the song? What is the song, Katie?
1975. Somebody else.
What? Of course it is. It's somebody else in 1975. Point number two for Katie.
Woody
Running
fam.
Away with this, mate. Running away.
I thought I was really going to be good at this.
Get your head in the game, my friend. All right. Final one. I'd say it's the decider, but, you know, just Woody, fight for some pride now. All right? Fight for some pride. Here we go. It's the deciding one.
Ooh.
I knew you'd get this one. Right, what is it? Come on,
Ariana Grande, Into You.
Is the correct answer, but I'm afraid it's not enough to take down Theresa May loving Katie in the corner. She won that one. That's Ooh Kazoo.
Theresa May loving.
You did earn that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. I'm impressed by that. Yeah, Ooh Kazoo. I like this game.
I really like this game.
It's very silly. All right, we'll have to think of a new theme for next week. Maybe particular artists I might go down. I quite like the idea of doing a series of 21 Pilot songs on the kazoo.
God, no.
I think we might fail.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see
B-sides.
People struggle. B-sides week. Oh, my mind's running wild. All right. And bear in mind, you can also listen to those songs on Pop Buzz Radio, guys.
Oh,
so do
nice,
go on the website.
Nice.
Tying it all in. Pop-buzz.com. All right, well, Joe, we're going to test out a brand new game for you today.
Okay, that's exciting. All right.
So this is a game we like to call the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to enter our literal Pop Buzz Confession Booth, and you are going to be asked a series of questions. You're just going to have to give us the honest answers that are deep within your heart. Does that sound okay? Don't be too scared. It should be all right. As we enter now, the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. State your name, my child.
Joseph Sugg.
Joseph Sugg, when did you last come to confess?
I haven't. Ever.
Then you must have many, many sins need cleansing.
I'm burdened down.
Burdened down, weighed down with the sins of the world. Are you ready to be cleansed of your sins?
I'm ready.
Good. I shall pass you then over to my posse of priests, my priest posse, if you will. We have Father Woody and we have Sister Kate.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Good to see you. Why do we all presume that these people are old?
I don't know.
Very odd. Take it away. I will leave you to interrogate the subject.
What was your first email address?
Ooh, that's a very good question. My first email address was jackassjoe @hotmail.co.uk.
Wow.
A reference to the TV show?
Yes.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I used to think I was Johnny Knoxville.
Good. That's worth clarifying, isn't it? When you got Jackass and email address, like, no, it is the TV show. It's okay.
Next question.
Okay.
What is your guilty pleasure song?
Ooh. I have like a whole guilty like genre. Will that do?
Guilty core.
The full playlist,
will
please.
That do, sister? I'm really into 80s music.
Nice.
I was born in 1991, so I missed out on it. Mm. But I often play. I have an 80s playlist on my Spotify.
Any particular names you want to drop from that? Come on.
Spandau.
Yeah, a bit of Spandau Ballet.
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran. Like all of them. Toto.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
Toto Africa.
Big shout.
Toto Africa is my guilty pleasure song.
I don't think there should be anything guilty about that.
I know. It's motivational.
It's motivational.
It's a game changer.
Absolutely.
Okay, who was your first YouTube crush?
Ooh.
First YouTube crush. I don't really have any. I've never really fancied any YouTubers.
He has sinned.
All right. Just one of the American ones.
Okay,
fair enough.
Prepare it for your next confession.
Yeah, nice and specific. Yeah. I like that. One of the American ones.
Okay, what is your biggest YouTube pet peeve?
When my biggest YouTube pet peeve is when people say, give this video a thumbs up, it really helps me out. It doesn't. Thumbs up, don't do anything.
Finally, someone admits it.
I'm pretty sure YouTube have told us, right, that thumbs up don't actually mean anything.
Always
it's just like a
that.
Visual thing. It's not, it doesn't help you out. I don't think so anyway. Maybe, I don't know if it does or not, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't help you out.
You heard it here first.
Because you don't look at a lot of likes and think, oh, it definitely must be good. Yeah. Like you go and
it's
click.
Like most viral videos that have like 40 million views that have like 2 or 3,000 likes. It's like, yeah. That didn't help them out. The views have helped them out.
That's true. Fair point.
Okay, which YouTuber are you most jealous of?
I would have to say Zoella.
Oh, yeah. Now just in general life or she's, in the YouTube
she's
community?
She's just the better Sugg, you know? that's not what my family said. That's not what my parents said.
That's somewhat heartbreaking. That really is.
Debbie didn't say that.
Heartbreaking revelations here.
I'm most proud of her as well. Oh, but she's just that level above, you know? She's next level. Don't know how she did it, but she's done it.
Someone to look up to, it's nice.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's the biggest lie you've ever told?
I'll always remember when I was in primary school, but it's not a big lie, but I smashed a pot. Like our primary school used to rent stuff out from the local library, like pottery and stuff. Weird, I know.
rent a pot?
Yeah, these rent like artifacts and stuff from libraries.
Oh, I see. Oh, like legit historical pottery.
But
okay.
Bear in mind, I was at a tiny little like school, like, and it was just your standard school, but they used to just rent pottery out. And me and my friend at the time, still my friend, so I know I said at the time, we're still friends. Me and my friend decided to play basketball in the corridor where this pot was, and I threw it and smashed the pot. And to this day, I don't think the teacher ever found out who it was. I lied.
Until
it was me.
Now. Yeah.
Now we know.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. There it is. Sorry, Mrs. Hollingsworth.
Okay.
Good to get off your chest. It's good.
We're going to step up a level now.
Okay.
When was the last time you pooped your pants?
God.
I need to know.
Do you know what? Genuinely, we all need to know. I have massive pride in this. It wasn't since I was like, I reckon 4 or 5.
Nice!
100%. No. I remember because I had...
This is raising more questions about Father Woody in the corner, I think, than anything else. Lies! Everyone does it regularly.
He's like, lies, I was there when you lost, didn't it?
Watching, he's been watching. All right, I'll accept that answer.
I remember it was in my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pants.
Oh man.
It's like a boulder.
Look, that's a very... very visceral.
You said it's confessional.
A hero in a half shell, right there. There he is.
Wow.
All right, a few more. Right. Come on, let's do it.
It's getting deep. Who is the worst dressed person in this room?
Oh, that's so bad.
I'll let you take a look at Woody.
Everyone's pointing at each other.
I love the immediate look to the three people who aren't on camera as well to just kind of save everything.
Do you know what I'm going to say myself? Wait, I have a reason, because this T-shirt, and I told you this as well, didn't I, at the start of today, it was very, very creased. The creases have dropped out now, but it's just I haven't put a lint roller over, so I'm covered in like fluff. I'm just a mess, guys.
All right.
The correct answer was James.
All right, fair enough. Thanks, mate.
Anyway, the most embarrassing thing in your web browser...
you can keep it clean. It's okay. You can keep it.
Most embarrassing thing. Ooh. I don't know.
My picture is it just going to be history of all your own videos? Is this going to be it?
I wanted to say like my mate's channels.
Fair play. Yeah, that can be quite embarrassing, I suppose.
Everyone else's channel except for mine.
Yeah. It depends. You trolling them with comments. This is it. Secret usernames under there.
All right, who was the last person you unfollowed on social media?
Ooh. Cool, blimey. I don't know. I go on sprees on my Instagram. I hate, because I have this thing where I can't go to sleep unless I've been from where I left off on my Instagram feed. I can't ever miss out on a picture.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah.
So when I see people on Instagram that follow like thousands of people, I was thinking, why? How do you
what time do they go to bed?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the point? So I always have a little cull on Instagram. And I get rid of people. And then I did it on Facebook as well. I got rid of a load of people on my Facebook.
It is the most satisfying thing.
The weird thing is they re-add you as if you've done it by accident. And it's like, no, I've got rid of you for a reason.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I sound really harsh, don't I?
No. I maintain there is nothing more satisfying than a good Facebook call.
Oh, yeah.
You just feel cleansed afterwards. You really do.
I'm not sure if mine have ever added me back, though.
Everyone has me back and they're like, hi, Joe, I just noticed that you've unfollowed me. Maybe it was a mistake. I was like, no, I genuinely have just got rid of you.
That's an awkward message to receive.
We had one math class together in like year nine. Like, I don't actually know you as a person anymore.
That's fair.
Okay, have you ever sent a screen grab to the wrong person?
Yes,
because I've done this a few times.
Yeah, I have done that. A lot of the time. Worse though, I've sent a lot of like texts to the wrong people.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's not.
Or screen grabs of a conversation you've had where you've been moaning about someone, and then you send it
to WhatsApp, that person.
On WhatsApp, I have to always double check. Even though I know it's in the right chat, I always then delete it, look and check the chat again, make sure it's the right chat, and then send it through.
Very safe.
Yeah.
Nice.
You've got to be safe.
Got to.
All right, one more. Let's have one
last
more,
question.
Shall we?
What was the last phone call you avoided?
Last phone call I avoided was from my mum.
No!
Oh, no!
I know, sorry, mum.
Why? Just busy? Just too busy?
It was a bad time. I'd just woken up. And I was like, I could accept this call, but then like she won't get any sense out of me because I'm still half asleep.
They always know, don't they, the parents? They always know if you've just woken up, no matter what time of day it is.
Mum, don't call me before 4 p.m.
Absolutely. Come on.
Sleep.
You get the drill. All right, I think you survived the confession booth. Well done, Joe.
Thank you very much.
You survived. Well done. Thank you so much for coming to see us. Busy time for you as well. You know, the book Username Regenerate is out now and on tour with Casper Lee from October in the UK.
Yes.
Lovely to see you. Come back and see us again. Joe Sugg, everybody. Woo-hoo! There he is.
Got a question, we've got a question. Can you help us out?
Finally, it's time for the question of the week. We have a big question based on a story in music or pop culture, and I want the finest answer to it from Woody and Katie. Funniest answer, most in-depth answer will win the point from me. And this week, it's all about Miss Lady Gaga. That's my pronunciation. She has finally been confirmed to play the Super Bowl halftime show early next year. Obviously, very, very prestigious event for the NFL and for music performers. In the past, you've had the likes of Madonna, you had Prince, you had Coldplay last year with special guests Beyonce and Bruno Mars, who've also done it in the past. It's a big, big stage. What I want to know is, How is she going to deliver, Lady Gaga, the best Super Bowl halftime show of all time? All right, I want your ideas. However grandiose, however ridiculous, convince me that you have the answer and you could direct this show. Ooh. All right, so Woody, I'm going to come to you first, all right? Tell me how Gaga can slay it at the Super Bowl.
Perfect illusion on loop. no.
I genuinely thought that was your answer. Okay.
No, but much like golf, I don't really like American football either.
Okay.
So how about both teams get food poisoning and Gaga just performs for 3 hours?
Right.
Now, okay. Wait for it. I think that would just be the best Super Bowl ever and also good for humanity. And the set could go in chronological order. So we could start with the Fame.
A full set list.
Yeah. Fame Monster will condense Born This Way down to about 15 minutes because everyone knows it was crap. And then then we'll come back with Art Pop without R. Kelly. We don't need any more R. Kelly.
Wait, you mean the full Art Pop album?
Yeah, but he was on one of the songs, and we don't like R.
No,
Kelly.
No, he's problematic.
So we'll keep him out, and then we'll get on to Joanne. Joanne the Scammer will come out. It'll be great. She'll do a dance routine. She'll probably do a scam and steal
the
whole set.
Okay, this is all very enjoyable, but talk to me about Fex. Talk to me about something, you know, what's the spectacle like? You know?
Well, I was thinking we could get Madonna in as well for like a mini 15-minute set. Two.
She says no.
So it's 2 hours 45 Gaga concert and 15 minutes of Madge. That's your pitch for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Katie, talk to me about how Gaga can do at the Super Bowl halftime show.
I'm back with another visual escape.
Visual spectacle. Okay.
Shut your eyes.
Here we go.
Let's set the scene. The mist falls across the pitch. The crowd is in silence. The ground starts to quake. It splits halfway across the line. And
the
fire...
Ground.
Whatever, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
The ground splits.
The fire burns through the cold February air. I think it's in February.
It is in February, well done. Research.
Gaga
Good
slowly
research.
Ascends from the pits of hell to the sounds of Katy Perry, Madonna and Taylor Swift screaming. It goes dark again, the light comes on, and we see Gaga standing in the middle of a slaughterhouse. Surrounding her... is
God, where's this going?
Gaga in a Kermit dress, one right. in an alien egg, Joe Calderone, Art Pop Gaga.
Oh.
Her mission, if she chooses to accept it, is to kill them all in front of 20 million people, kill the ghosts of her past, and then, only then, can she summon God herself, where Beyonce will manifest, and we will finally get the sequel to Telephone.
Right. It's
Please!
Not, it's not the Super Bowl without Beyonce, is it? Let's be honest. It's
yeah,
gone
but
that
hang
way.
Hang on, she's had her turn.
She's back.
She's... Beyonce had her turn twice now, is it not?
Well, she popped up with Coldplay last year for like 2 minutes.
Oh, did she?
Third time's a charm.
Has she not done her own full-time show?
Yeah, so that's two. So maths, Woody.
Look,
maths.
Stop giving her another chance. What's wrong with Gaga's three-hour full show?
Okay, do you want the sequel to Telephone or not?
Right, let's...
I mean, I do, but I just feel this needs to be settled
Children,
in the studio.
This is the most heated you've ever got over anything, and it's not even a real debate. Okay. Let's all calm down. Now,
we just
listen.
Want this to be right, you know?
I
want it to be good.
No, you are both diehard Gaga fans, so I can appreciate that you both want it to work well. However, I think, Woody, you've missed one very, very key point, and that's that either side of Lady Gaga's performance, there does need to be two halves of a football game. So
Why?
I'm going to... Because that's Why? Tradition, sir. That is tradition, and it stands for something. And therefore, I'm going to give the point to Katie, who is therefore the winner of this week's Pop Buzz Podcast.
You.
Congratulations.
Boo.
Very, very good work. Very good work. So, Katie, your prize for being victorious, you're going to get your very own Pop Buzz Kazoo.
Yeah!
All the kids want them. All the kids want them. We need an official merch line soon, I'm telling you. These are going to be flying off the shelves. Woody, as punishment, I'm afraid I'm going to shave your head and make you look like 11. Sorry,
Ooh.
Buddy. But you will be primed for Halloween, as we've all learned. All right. That's about it for this week, guys. Thanks again to Joe Sugg. What a great guest.
Yeah.
A fun guest. Didn't he do well? Very, very good. Another big guest next week. Again, I'm not telling you who. I'm keeping you in suspense. But keep an eye on our Twitter page and keep an eye on the Facebook page, and you'll find out all the great details for next week. But until then, it's a goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
See you later.
It's a goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Bye.
And it's bye from me. See you next week.
Yeah.
That's fun. There we go. So next week we'll be like, time for...
Ooh, kazoo.
Yeah, great.